Tony Skinner is in the studio. We're live on the radio, the FM, the AM, and the stream is back on. Thank you, Sean Mattingly and Noah, for getting that up. Rockford, Illinois, I see Fort Wayne, I see Greenwood, and Mama in Minnesota will probably try her Alexa device again. She was getting frustrated, Sheriff, because she kept talking to her. She refers to Alexa as a her, and a lot of people do, and it wasn't working, but now it's back up and running.
Well, okay.
Okay. The setup is the thing in radio. Let me do this little short explanation for our listeners. You have to, in order to understand what is about to occur sometimes, set up the story, or in this case, the interview. About a month ago, when Sheriff was in here, he said at the end, it was kind of a blurt. You blurted it out. I thought you were kidding.
Hey, we teased it, yes.
Next time we're in here, I'm going to interview you, and I thought you were kidding.
No, I wasn't.
So, you what?
I wasn't.
You wasn't. I don't think you ever do.
I do.
So then when I confirmed this morning's appearance on WMUN's Delaware County Today, he replied back, hey, I'm looking forward to it. And don't forget, this is the one where I'm interviewing you, Steve. And I got a little nervous. And I'll tell my listeners why. And in just a moment, you're going to interview me?
I'm ready. I'm ready right now.
Well, I mean, hold on a second. I got to set it up. You know,
all right. You're
a radio broadcaster now.
Okay.
You're going to interview me live on the radio. I thought, uh-oh, cop interviewing citizen isn't always boding well for the citizen. Can we at first? Well, I got worried. I got nervous. But I'm sure we're fine. Let's begin now with the interview.
Okay, thank you. And honestly, good. Before I ask you any questions, I have to advise you of your rights. You have the right to remain silent. Everything is... I'm just joking.
He's going Miranda.
I'm just joking.
Oh,
all right.
Geez, so I got nervous.
All right. So we
Mom is listening
yes,
now, Sheriff
hi, Mom.
Tony Skinner.
We are live on the air.
Yeah.
I am special guest host, Sheriff Tony Skinner, our guest of honor today. You all know him. You all love him. The voice heard around the world, the governor of LBC land, the one and only Steve Lindell.
Who wrote this for you?
So I did.
Okay.
All right. So you've been at this radio station for more than 30 years now.
Correct. That's accurate.
Let your listeners know where it all began.
Okay.
How did you get behind the microphone for the first time?
I was in high school in Little Falls, Minnesota. I went to an Explorer Post meeting, a division of Cub Scouts, at WIRQ in Little Falls, Minnesota. Jeff Noner was the program director. I showed up 2.5 hours early for the meeting, the initial meeting of this new post, because I was excited. And I sat in the front lobby, and he eventually came out. He was nervous and mad. Something happened about work, and somebody didn't show up for work for later on. And I said, well, I'll do it. I was joking. And he said, you're hired. That was sophomore in high school. That was my first radio
That's
job.
That's awesome.
Yep,
That's awesome. Hey, it's all about right place, right time.
You got it?
Yeah.
You got it?
Okay, so in over 30 years at one station, I mean, you've obviously had plenty of opportunities to move to larger markets. What's kept you here in Muncie and at WLBC? And this is your chance to brag about your station and brag about your community.
I actually did work in a larger market before this one. I went from the Minnesota markets where I worked. I went to Little Rock, Arkansas, which is a big market. I was there for just a little over a year, I think. The station I worked for there changed formats 3 times in that 1 year. Are you doing selfies while you're interviewing me?
I am.
Anyway, so they changed the format 3 times. And then I thought, well, this is no good. So I looked for the upper Midwest, and there was this station in Muncie, Indiana. I'd never heard of it before. They brought me here, and I interviewed through that whole weekend. 2 weeks later, they hired me, and the rest, as they say, is history.
It's history.
And this is a really good town and county and area of the state. I met my beautiful wife, Nancy, here. I'm close enough to bigger towns, you know, Indy and Fort Wayne and Cincinnati, to do those big city kind of, you know, concerts and sporting things.
Right.
But you're not in the middle of all that stuff, you know, the traffic and the stuff. So we, you know, blessed.
I couldn't agree more.
All right.
I'm glad to hear you say that.
You got to do a reset. You know what that is when you're interviewing somebody?
Give me one more question.
Well, no, you have to do a reset now because it's been a couple of minutes.
It's right here.
It's
right on the list.
All right.
So with I'm asking the questions.
Okay, all right. Fine.
So with more than 3 decades in broadcasting, you've no doubt met plenty of A-list celebrities. So aside from myself,
sure.
Who are some of the household names you've rubbed shoulders with along the way?
I had the surprise phone call guest, Mike Pence. I don't know if you've heard of that guy.
I have.
It was a couple of months ago. His brother, Greg, you may have heard of him. A conference called his brother into an interview that we were doing, unbeknownst to me. So the former vice president of these United States of America was a guest on the phone. It wasn't in person. So that would be something. And then another one that just pops into my mind. I haven't been able to prepare for any of this, by the
way. That's right.
I'm still quite nervous. You need to do a reset after this answer.
I got it right here.
Was John Mellencamp. It was at a Fort Wayne show at the Coliseum up north years ago. I was struck by two things. One, how short he is.
Yep.
Okay, there's that. Have you met him?
I know, but I've seen pictures.
How short he is, and the other thing is, on that particular night, how unnice he was. He was not gracious, sweet, or kind in any way, shape, or fashion.
You know, they always say you don't want to meet your heroes, because that happens too often. folks, if you're just tuning in, this is WNUN, MUN, 92.5.
Sharpen that up a little
1340 AM, and I'm your special guest host today, Sheriff Tony Skinner. The other voice you hear is today's guest of honor, the Honorable Steve Lindell. The roles have reversed, as they said in the movie Ghostbusters. Dogs and cats living together. It's anarchy here. So, all right, Steve, can you give us a quick timeline of how technology has changed in your career? When you started in radio, you know, were you spinning records or popping 8-tracks in? You know, give us a quick timeline.
8-tracks, no, but records, yes. 8-tracks dates back to my two oldest brothers. I'm the youngest of five. And they had Mike in particular, Mike Lindell in Minnesota, not the pillow guy.
Okay.
I wish. can you imagine the gifts?
Yeah.
So he had an 8-track machine in the dash of his hot rod vehicle when he was in high school. So that was 8-track. And then we had one in the house, an 8-track player. On radio, I played records exclusively at first for a long time. And now fast forward today, everything's on the computer, hard drive. You don't touch nothing anymore.
For
it's
sure,
a lot different. Okay,
so this is about professionalism, right? So do you find it difficult at times to keep your personal feelings suppressed when talking about controversial topics? For me, it'd be really hard to interview somebody that was using my airwaves to validate a point that I was 100% against. You know, how do you do that?
It's difficult, but it's necessary, and I mean that in this way. I think, and I know broadcasters, especially ones that are in bigger markets, on like syndicated broadcasters, especially, they pick a road, right? And that's okay. Their show is about think my way and here's why. And that's okay.
Yep.
This, what I'm doing here at WMUN and what I've done in broadcasting since I began, those many years ago, I don't think, just personal broadcasting opinion, that I should use this microphone as a platform. I think it's better if I use this microphone to help listeners understand all sides of a story or an issue and then let them decide. I think that is best.
Gotcha. Folks, it's 8:14 a.m. right now. It's a heat wave at 22 degrees Fahrenheit.
Ooh, time and weather? Listen
that's
to him.
Right. That's a special guest host, Sheriff Tony
Who
Skinner.
Who taught you all this?
I listened to the radio my whole life.
All right.
So now a little bit to the lighter side.
All right.
What do the Lindells do to have fun? How do you unwind?
Nancy is after me all the time for more fun because I'm not.
Yeah.
I work a lot.
But you're not boring.
Yeah, I kind of am.
Yeah.
I mean,
we've golfed together a few times.
I like to golf and I have great time with you and others, but it takes time, right? To golf, I mean.
It's a commitment.
Time is difficult. But I'll tell you one thing. I like to golf. I like very much to cook, especially if it's outdoors.
I didn't expect that.
What's
your specialty?
Whatever meat you give me, baby.
Come on. Okay.
Yeah. You want a brisket? You want a pork butt? You want a tomahawk steak?
I love
it. I got to do one of those. Come on.
I love it. All right. So,
getting hungry.
So we'll wrap this up with a final Jeopardy question here.
Jeopardy.
All right. Since you...
Do I have to put this in the phrase of a question?
You do not.
Okay.
Since you are the governor of WLBC land, all right, what metaphorical high office do you seek next? All right. What do you do when this term is over? What's the next chapter of your book?
My next chapter is to be the bestest husband to Nancy that I could possibly be.
Good answer. All right, well, there you have it, folks. A side of Steve Lindell that maybe you haven't had the opportunity to hear before. It's been my pleasure. I want to thank you for having me as your guest host today. This has truly been an honor, and this is the talk of the town. I am Sheriff Tony Skinner. My guest of honor today is none other than the legendary Steve Lindell. Until next time, stay warm, never give up, and God bless you all.
On WMUN.
On WMUN.